Welcome to The Listening Way, a place for gentle conversations on how listening shapes our way of being in the world. I'm Dusk from The Listening Squad, where we believe that every person needs to be heard. The Listening Way is made on Wurundjeri Woiwurrung and Bunurong land. We acknowledge the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander custodians of this land and their deep wisdom and practice of listening. We pay our respects to elders, past, present, and emerging. In this episode, we explore the listening way of Habiba Ahmed. Habiba is an African doula and birth educator who provides support, connection, and education for women in her work at Fourth Trimester. Habiba's way of being in the world is through compassion, empathy, and always placing herself in someone else's shoes. In this episode, Habiba shares with us the importance of listening to women in their experience of birth and motherhood. As a doula myself, I learned so much from this conversation, particularly about the way that listening enables people to find their power. I'm so excited to share it with you now. Welcome, Habiba. Welcome. So beautiful to have you here.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me today, Dusk.
You're welcome. So I'd love to start by just asking you to share a time when you felt heard in your life or a time when you've really heard someone else.
A time that I heard someone else was my sister during her birth experience. She was at 25 week gestation and giving birth to her beautiful daughter. And you can imagine giving birth at 25 weeks, comes a lot of complication, you know, and I feel she wasn't held in that space within our hospitals and the system. And just being present there with her and listening and understanding what she was truly going through and, you know, the depth of, you know, the fear and the pain. And it was a lot of things that she wasn't even saying. It was between the words, really, you know, and just really watching her body language as she spoke and seeing a deeper meaning to it all. And with that, for me, was just holding her in that space and validating her, there was so much power, you know, and that was the drive for how my business came about and why I feel so strongly to connect with mothers and hold that space for them.
Yeah. Wow. That would have been such a significant time between you and your sister as you sat in that space with her.
Yeah.
How you said you would read between the words. What was that like?
It was, you know, while she was talking and she'll say, I feel fear, you know, I feel scared. I feel, you know, that I'm not being heard by, you know, the medical team or, you know, I'm being dismissed. For me, it was about, how can I help you? You know, what do you need? And it was times where I could see she wasn't speaking up because she didn't feel validated, you know. So I could, just by watching her body language, and even though she's telling me this, I could see when she was feeling pain or when she felt that she wanted to speak up. And through listening to her words, it created a deeper connection between us, you know. And it was just being really attuned with each other and, you know, understanding the cues.
Being able to hear her in that time, what impact did that have on her and her situation?
It made the world a difference, you know. It made her feel safe, first and foremost. It made her feel, you know, understood it made her feel, you know, appreciated. And there was so much power with it, made her to feel that she can speak up, you know, and she has that safeness and that closeness between us where she could, yeah, she could speak, you know. And through listenings, you welcome the person and you help them, you know, you help them bring their power back into themselves and understand that, yes, you are important and what is happening or what you're experiencing is the truth, you know. And don't doubt yourself. Never doubt yourself. And if someone doesn't understand it, that doesn't mean it isn't true.
Yeah. Yeah. That's incredible. I feel like I could sit with that already. I'm like, oh, we're only 2 minutes in.
But yeah, there's just so much, there's so much wisdom, you know, in listening. There's so much information that you gather. There's so much, and it's really about listening without feeling the need to change something as well. You don't, it's not necessary that every time you have to, you know, fix or resolve a situation. Generally, when someone's speaking to you, they need an outlet. They need a safe place. They need a sanctuary, you know, they really need a sanctuary. And if, you know, especially in this time of day, you know, with social media and, you know, everyone's short attention span and, you know, there's opinions, everyone's talking, everyone's listening to talk, you know, so your mind is wandering and you're constantly, you know, just trying to put your opinion and figure out what you agree with or what you don't, you know, and that's not listening. That's not listening. And you're more focused on yourself. And it's about really shifting that focus from you and understanding other people's perspectives. That is where the power really resides, you know.
So was that time when you felt like you really became a listener, or has your listening journey started before that?
Personally, I am one of eight and siblings, you know, so we are a big family and I am the second youngest. So for me, I was always, you know, that listener. I was always looking at my older siblings and observing the choices that they make, the good ones and the bad ones, you know, and I was the one that could kind of keep secrets, really. So everyone really trusted in me to, you know, reveal and be vulnerable and tell me things in their lives that they wouldn't really tell others. And I remember taking that into school, and really it became me, you know, it just listening. And as I was saying to you earlier, listening isn't something that is a destination, really, you know. It's a continuous thing and it's something that you have to learn and practice actively every day. It's with where you are in life, you know, it's about if there's stresses and things going on in your mind, you can lose that active listening skill, you know, because your mind is occupied, really, you know. So for me, it's something that I continuously am trying to learn, and it's something that I understand the true meaning and the value of listening and understanding people.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
To answer your question, I remember even in high school really thinking it was a flaw, you know. I was like, oh, you know, you're constantly listening and I didn't feel heard, really, you know. I'm like, you're constantly listening to people and it's kind of an offload, but do you welcome that space for yourself, you know? And I constantly had to sit there and understand what is the true meaning of, like, listening. And I was taking away so much different experiences from people and from loved ones and, you know, understanding the power and understanding, you know, the learning and the information that they were giving me and wanting to give that back to others, you know. So even if I haven't experienced things myself, it's why I have this passion to really help mothers is because I don't want any person to suffer alone. You know, I don't want people to feel that their story isn't important when it is, and it could help a life, it could help the next person. And this is just through listening.
Yeah.
Not just, but it's through listening.
Yeah. So how did that intertwined work of working with mothers and using listening as your, you know, your tool come together?
For me, I felt like it was a real, you know, there was a real gap within our maternal healthcare system. And I felt that mothers weren't being held correctly. They weren't, you know, receiving that continuous support that they truly need, that we all need, you know. And through my own journey as well of becoming a mom, I saw that, you know, the deficiency, you know, how mothers are constantly on the back burner, you know, and we forget ourselves and, you know, we don't know how to ask sometimes for help. And we see that as a, you know, a failure. Early on, you think, oh, if I speak up about things that, you know, I am struggling with, people might interpret it ways that they want to and not really hear me, you know. And I really wanted to change that narrative and that stigma around speaking up, because all it does to us is it detriments our health. We feel alone. We isolate ourselves. There's no community. And, you know, that has spiraling effects, how you connect with your child, how you connect with your friendships, your spouses. It's just a domino effect, you know. And then on top of that, there's this societal, like, expectation on mothers that, you know, they have to be perfect and they need to look a certain way and they need to be well kept, you know, all these different expectations. And that's why women don't feel their need to speak up, you know, and not being heard, and they're not being held right. They're not, you know, feeling safe. So, yeah, that's how it came about for me.
And how have you taken that desire to hold and to hear women and weaved that through your work?
Yeah, so I started an organization, fourth trimester, and I also do a segment where I listen to women speak about their birth experiences. And so often, you know, women will come and be like, you know, no one wants to hear my story. You know, it's not that special. And, you know, I like, yeah, it's just me. And I'm like, no, you don't understand how much wisdom and how much the next woman can learn, you know, and take away from that. And you are special. You are important. And listening to their birth experiences, you hear them unpack so many emotions and so many things that they never like welcomed or they thought wasn't important. And it really helps that healing stage, you know, because sometimes when you can't name it, when you can't identify it, it's showing up in different aspects in your life, you know, and you can't identify that. You're saying, oh, you know, why am I feeling so sad in, you know, how I'm connecting with my child and whatnot. But sometimes it started way before, you know, your baby came. It was during pregnancy, or it was even way before that, before motherhood or even, but you weren't feeling heard, and you weren't feeling the sense of where, you know, that safeness to speak up. So that's why listening is so important. And I can scream this on top of the rooftop, you know what I mean? Like, it's just so important to listen to each other and understand what, you know, what the next person is going through, and really and truly understand and be there and be present and not try to give them advice or give them, you know, what they're doing wrong and this is how you should do it. And I did it like this and I. And if we can strip that, you know, there will be so much harmony, there will be so much love. And it's important, you know, it's important. That's the only way, you know, being vulnerable is the only way to really truly have genuine connection with one another.
Yes, absolutely. When you started talking about women sharing their birth story, your whole face just lit up. Like,
I like, oh, because it just, every, when I hear a woman say, you know, oh, it's not important, and, you know, kind of disregard her truth, I just want to be there with her and hold her and hug her and tell her how important she is and just be that constant reminder, because life is hard, you know, and if we're not listening to each other and you don't feel important and you don't feel heard, then it's going to be lonely. It's a lonely world then.
Yeah. And so what happens for the women when you see them and hold them and hear their stories? What do you notice changes for them?
It's just a transformation, honestly. Like instantly we have this bond, first and foremost, you know, a connection that is beyond just that one time. And with that conversation and that debrief that we have, it unpacks so much, you know. They are able to speak even offline to me about other aspects of their lives that they feel they haven't been able to express that with loved ones, because there was no openness, or, you know, there was no one that was really hearing what they need. And it's just unpacking that and understanding and showing someone that you are valuable and you are, you know, you are important and I see you. It just moves mountains, really, you know, and it can change the narrative. It can change this stigma and this taboo around, you know, speaking up and just being vulnerable with one another.
Absolutely. Oh, I just want to swim in that feeling, you know. I feel like as you're talking, it's just evoking in me times when I've experienced that holding. Yeah. And I'm wondering if there's any times in your life where you felt that holding from another and you felt so valued when you've been heard.
Yeah, I remember the early stages of postpartum myself. I remember one time speaking to my husband and saying, when I was going back to, sorry, my mind's just jumping at the moment, but I remember when I was having a conversation with my husband after going back into that social setting and seeing friends and trying to connect with, you know, that inner self, you know, the self, the former me, you could say. I remember coming back and saying, I don't feel like me, you know. I don't feel I can look someone in the eye at the moment. It's strange, you know. And my husband really holding that space for me and telling me, a lot's changing around you. You're also sleep deprived. And that's literally all he said. And the rest was just me rambling on and just really expressing what I'm feeling, you know. And for him to really hold that space and just let me unload, it took away the levels of anxiety. It took away, that feeling of just helplessness for me. And he identified it, you know, and it really made me sit there in that feeling and understand, okay, you are really feeling things and you are going through changes. And yeah, the dynamics are changing around you and that's all normal, but your mind's still catching up, you know. But the more I was able to release that and have a safe haven and be able to speak that out loud, it changed so much for me. After that, going out for dinner with a girlfriend, and you know, she was feeling, and she just recently gave birth and whatnot, you know, and we were in a public setting. It was out in a restaurant on Ligon, you know, very busy place. And I remember seeing her going through the motions, and it took me back. And before I couldn't even ask, are you okay, she was like, I just don't feel right, I don't want to be here, you know, and I was like, what, you know, what's going on, are you okay? And just sat there and just, she was able to express, I just feel just overwhelmed, you know, and you know, I feel like I'm about leaking and there's so much going on, you know, and just holding her in that space and understanding it's okay. You're not alone. It's fine. You know, it just I remember the look she gave me, and it was like, wait, what? Okay, like I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this, you know? And she was just, she really kind of snapped back into her and was able to really speak. And I was just listening. Just listening, 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 and understanding where she's at the moment, and not trying to make it about myself and be like, what I went through as well, but really listening and letting her unload that feeling and those emotions. And it really validated her. It made her feel seen. It was just powerful, you know. It's a continuous thing, you know. Every time you get to speak to another person and you really just sit there and you don't, trying to find them answers, you know, there's so much power.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and there's so much richness in the connection that you have named of how we can feel so alone. And then just through the simple act of being heard and held, we feel powerful.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It feels like such a simple thing and yet mind-blowing at the same time.
100%. Like you don't understand truly until you start making those conscious effort, you know, and you like you take the time and you sit with what you need first and foremost, you know.
Yeah.
If you can identify how people can hold you, and, you know, and how you can best be able to express your thoughts and whatnot, then it has a spiral effect, you know, around you. Then you are able to give to others, you know. But if you don't feel that safeness for yourself, it's really hard to be an active listener, you know. It's hard to connect with others and be vulnerable.
Yeah. How have you found that safety within yourself? Has it been something that's happened over time or something that you found when you became a mother?
Yeah, for me personally, I feel like I've struggled to speak up about my own. As I was saying before, just growing up, I was a listener really, you know, a really good listener, but I wasn't a good speaker really, you know. So I just felt like my upbringing, there was a lot of shame about speaking up about, you know, vulnerable things and all of that taboo. So it's a journey for me. So understanding that vulnerability and being able to speak and be heard is something that has a lot of wisdom and knowledge and has the power to really inform others. It has the power to really change narratives, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a continuous thing of just shedding things that I felt conditioned, things that I didn't really understand the importance of speaking up. So yeah, for me, it's a learning curve. Yeah.
Yeah. Was there anyone in your life that, like, you've named your husband that have really held space for you to speak up?
Yeah, just even in my own birth, just how he was so present and was there through every contraction, visualizing, making me like visualize the mountain and just like helping with the breathing, a very present, was just so powerful for me, you know, because I felt really held. I felt I didn't feel alone. I felt, you know, that all that work that we were doing during our, you know, during my pregnancy, I felt just, you know, really connected. And it was whenever I was speaking and without even having to say, this is what I need or whatnot, he was on it. You know, and that was through the active listening, that was through the cues, that was through the emotions, and that was just holding that space. And my husband is somebody that is continuously holding that space for me, you know, and able to just be present and really let me be vulnerable. And yeah, there's just so much benefits in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, just naming birth, I'm like, I want to swim more in that, in listening through birth,
right.
Which is what you've said. Your husband really held a space for you in that.
Yeah.
How do you feel like listening flows into the birth space?
I always say, like, the ear of a woman that is birthing is just amplified, right? So, and also what she says, and if she doesn't feel heard, can, you know, change the course of her birth, really. You know, if a woman doesn't feel she is being heard, if she doesn't feel safe, if she can't speak, she will close, you know, she will restrain, she will do anything she can, you know, to kind of just be, you know, leave me alone. So for me, it's so important. It's so, so important to be well supported, to be heard, to listen, to just listen for her needs. Not, you know, it might change as well. Things that she's expressed before and, you know, things that she needs now might change. And it's about really being present, really, you know, just understanding, okay, this is what you're saying now, and this is how I'm going to help you. Is that what you're telling me? You know, like just reassuring a woman. I am here for you, and I am here to protect you and what you need. I am listening. I am not trying to change anything. I'm here to hold you, and I'm here to just, you know, have you in my arms, really. And it's about the best thing another mother said to me, and I just always quote this because it's just beautiful, is you are now mothering us mothers. Because it's just so important to make a mom feel. Are you getting emotional with me?
Absolutely. Oh, it's just so sacred what you're saying.
Thank you. But it's just, we need that, really. We need that. We need to be held. We need to be heard because we don't feel seen. You know, it's a hard transformation.
Yeah.
Hard transformation. And if we can't speak, and if we're speaking and we're not being heard, then what can we do?
Yeah.
How are we going to meet our needs, you know? And how am I meant to show up for my baby? You know, how am I meant to show up in like a joyous mother, you know? I feel like we're robbing ourselves from that happiness of motherhood because there's so much things. There's not that mental overload, you know, where I need the house to be perfect. I need to show up perfect in my marriage. I need to show up perfect for my child. I need to be happy all the time. But if we're not talking and a mother's not being heard and she can't be vulnerable without judgment, without opinions, you can't change this fake, unrealistic expectation that exists for motherhood.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think just hearing you say those words that you say to women in the birth space, it's so powerful and it's so significant. And I just think, you know, it's such a gift that is offered. And I think I'm feeling emotional because, you know, I think there's a lot of women who have been in the birth space and felt scared and alone.
Yeah.
And I just almost like want to invite them now just to like pause the podcast and just close their eyes and just imagine them at their birth and, you know, a woman in their life or themselves as they are now coming in and saying those things to them.
Yeah.
You know, that they are held, that they're supported, that they're, you know, that they're protected, that they matter.
That they matter. Exactly. And it's just, you know, the importance of that, you know, is so undermined and dismissed that women, this is why women are forgetting themselves, you know, mothers are forgetting their importance, you know, beyond motherhood even.
Yeah.
Women are forgetting their identity and everything's like, oh, wow, you're a mom now. So things that aren't normal are being normalized, you know, and a lot of women aren't speaking up because about their physical like changes and things that aren't normal, you know, that they might need physio or they might need, you know, attention for because they don't have that safeness to speak up and that there's that real fear and that sense of judgment that's constantly being put on parents.
Yeah, Absolutely. So how do you hold space for that? When I listen to the episodes of you interviewing women around their birth stories, you know, there's so much, there's so many beautiful, you know, healing stories, and there's also some really hard experiences. How do you meet women in each of those places?
I always meet them in a place of empathy, regardless if I have experienced it or not, regardless if I always meet them with a level of understanding or wanting to understand. And it's important to always approach a woman or a person in general in humanity. You know, it's important to meet them with compassion, you know, and if you can be present in a conversation with an openness, you know, to wanting to learn or understand their perspective or what they've been through, you know, you can connect regardless. You will connect and understand and feel their emotions, really. And yeah, that's for me, truly, with any conversation, even if it's with my child, you know, I always meet them with a sense of empathy. They're having a big emotion. If they're having, you know, I'm trying to understand by just listening and understanding the cues, understanding, you know, okay, this burst of emotion isn't just, you know, rebellious. There's the deeper meaning to it. And just by listening and sometimes sitting in the silence, you know, while they're just speaking and just being comfortable with that silence, they feel more comfortable to open up and they feel safe. You know, so I always have to kind of step back beyond my thoughts, beyond my own feelings and whatnot, and just hold that space, really, if, you know, obviously respectfully, but really hold that space for, you know, whoever needs that.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I just love how you hold space. I think it's just, it comes from, yeah, such a deep wellspring within you.
Thank you. Because you don't really understand, you know, by the more we speak, you know, and we're just wanting to speak, when someone's speaking and you're just like, oh, yeah, but I know this or da-da-da, and it's like you just want to speak but you don't really want to listen to the next person, they're not going to feel like opening up. They're not going to really tell you. Generally, people just give you something, you know, surface level. You're not going to get to a deeper, vulnerable or, you know, beautiful place, really, because you just want to speak or you want to be, it's all eye focused and it's about, you know, well, you can do it like this or, you know, or there's judgment or it's like, what? I would never. And my phrase, my mantra is never say never. Never, ever say never. You know what I mean? And if you can understand that whatever a person is going through or whatever choices or whatever they are telling you, if you can imagine yourself going through that and you can imagine their emotions and how you would feel and just listen to what they're telling you and listen to the growth and the involvement and the power within their story, then you will learn so much. You will truly learn so much, and you'll never know in what ways you can apply that and learn and grow yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. I love how you always mention power in the context of listening, and I think that's something that you go, huh, listening, power, how does that fit together? But for you, it's so integrated.
100%.
So tell me more about that link between listening and power.
Listening and power to me are so strongly intertwined because it's about really reclaiming your truth, you know. It's about really understanding the importance of speaking up. It's the importance of connecting with others by speaking and by being heard. And I say power a lot because the power is within us, regardless of what life throws at us. And at times, obviously, we're human, you know, and it's hard to see your own strength. But being able to listen to others
That's when you feel the power. That's when you feel, you know, validated. That's when you feel that strength within you to connect with others, to the power to, you know, change whatever you need or to speak about the unmet needs that you have. The power is yours to claim. And through listening, we are able to change narratives. We are able to change generations. We are able to create community. We are able to create so much, so much.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, woo!
Yeah,
like through listening, we are able to change generations. Mm. Absolutely.
Mm. It's so undermined, but, you know, just by even us connecting now and through this, you know, podcast, I'm learning so much from you. You know, I'm learning how this podcast came about, how through listening, how it's changed your world. And I'm just really appreciative to even be here and be heard, you know. So, it's powerful.
Absolutely. And I was just so excited when you said yes, because I was just like, I can't wait to just sit in your wisdom and to hear that. Mm. It's such a gift. And I think what you're naming is, it's just truth, and I resonate so deeply with it.
Mm. And I just feel like with mothers, us mothers, you know, without being able to continuously speak and be heard, there's things that will never change.
Yeah.
We will continue feeling distant. We will continue to, you know, isolate ourselves. We will continue to, you know, have a detriment to our health and our minds and everything, you know, if we don't feel heard. It's important to listen to each other. It's important to have, you know, a deeper connection and to support and educate each other through listening, you know.
Yeah.
If we don't have that, you know, you're not going to be able to heal and even understand, you know, why, you know, your mental health is deteriorating, why I'm not feeling happy, why I'm not, you know, because you're not feeling heard. And I honestly believe that. I believe, you know, there is an increase in postnatal depression and anxiety. And I feel, my personal opinion is that, you know, that can be so easily decreased. You know, obviously there's medical issues, things like that, that need to be addressed. But there's, for me, I personally feel if women felt heard, and we're able to be vulnerable, and we're able to, you know, really, truly just speak, we will be able to create a healthier way of, you know, navigating motherhood or parenthood, you know, where there wasn't, you know, this fake expectation or even, you know, this instant connection that you have with your child, you know, your baby, and this is, you've got to be this certain way and whatnot. And if we can just sit there and understand, okay, there's various journeys, there's various ways, and they're all okay, you know, and we can sit with that and understand, you know, I'm human. I mean, we're all human, you know, and there's no right or wrong way to feel, firstly. There's no right or wrong way to feel, you know. So, I really believe that. But, yeah, I feel like so much so, like society is just constantly trying to shift us and, you know, separate us, and no one's really listening and everyone's just talking. And now, you know, we've got the time of social media, and it's like our attention span is like, it's so small, you know. There's like snippet videos and everyone's throwing their opinions, and it's fast paced. And it's like, when someone's talking, you're not really trying to listen. It's like, all right, keywords, just do that, I got this and whatnot. And it's like, people are really hurting.
They really are. And just those two things that you've named, you put them next to each other, and it's like, in that environment that you've just described, like, where is there space for a hurting person to be heard?
Exactly.
Which is why I just love your work so much, and your vision to create a space where mothers are heard.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's just a real passion, honestly, and it's really something that I hope that my kids have that safe space, you know, that my children and every other child, you know, can feel that connection within each other and feel seen, you know. I want that for our children, you know. Yes. I want our, yeah, like I want also for mothers not to feel isolated and feel alone and feel that they have to, you know, show up perfect. Or if they don't feel perfect, then they're going to, you know, exclude themselves from society until they show up a certain way, you know. But if we are able to listen to the needs of people, you know, or of mothers, then what kind of example are we showing our kids, you know, that it's there's so much power, you know, there's so much power in that if we are able to really express that, our needs and be heard, our children are being shown healthy modeling.
Absolutely. Oh, and as you say that, like quite a strong memory from my early motherhood comes up of that battle between the two. Which I'll share. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. But I just, as you're describing that, you know, if we don't feel perfect, we isolate ourselves. And I remember being at the library at the mum's group. The mum's group went to the library. And at that point, I think my daughter was about 12 weeks old, and my mum had been diagnosed with cancer and was in the final months of her journey. And so I was carrying this, you know, huge grief, this huge breaking open, and yet I was also becoming a mum. And I remember being in that library and watching everybody like singing and clapping to their kids, and I just couldn't join in because I was feeling so much grief. And so I just picked up my daughter and I packed up the pram and I left because I didn't feel that I fit the mold, you know, of what a mother was meant to be like. There was no space for my grief.
Right. And was this a mother's group as well, you said?
It was.
I completely understand, you know. You felt like you couldn't show up as yourself and you couldn't fully express, you know, the different dimensions that are happening in your world, you know.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
For your the passing of your mom, Dust. And I am sorry that you weren't able to just be, you know, and be held and, you know, have that sense of, you know, community and village, because you deserve that. You deserve
that. Yeah, thank you. And it was such a tension in my whole early motherhood journey. Was I had this idea in my head that a good mother doesn't grieve, you know, a good mother doesn't have bad things happen, and if she does, she hides it for the sake of the children. Mm. And so there was that kind of societal voice in my head, but thankfully I did have three really beautiful mother friends who held me in that time, and so I can feel those, you know, almost those two pictures that you're painting. I had that experience of feeling so unable to fit that perfect mold, and then that beautiful holding where I could come as a grieving newborn mother and just be.
Yes. And it's like, firstly, so important that you had those mothers to have you, you know, and really hold you and understand and make you feel safe and protected. But a lot of the times that isn't the case, you know. A lot of the times a person that doesn't even have that one or two, you know, and it's just as devastating, you know, because we all deserve to have somebody listen. We all deserve that. And a lot of the times as mothers, we don't even understand that our children pick up those signs, you know, in our body language, or even though we feel we're holding our emotions together and, you know, I've got to show up and I've got to really mask my emotions. It's just really showing our children a really unhealthy way of managing their own. And it's like our children will pick up on, you know, the nervous and, like, you know, the anxieties and everything, and that they later on in their lives won't be able to identify these emotions, or they will feel shame around them. But we can rid ourselves of these false expectations, it will really bring, you know, and restore the power within ourselves first and foremost, and then our children, because then they will see, okay, it's okay to speak up. And whoever receives that well, and it's, firstly, it's important to know who you're speaking up to, because when you offload and you're not being held correctly or being heard, someone's actively listening to you, then it could be dangerous as well. You know, you might feel a feeling of emptiness. You might feel, you know, helpless even more, you know. So it's important to know what kind of environment you are in, and if, you know, people will hold you without judgment or, you know, wanting to just resolve it, even if that's not what you need at that moment. But we all need to be held, and we all need to understand that our children, as much as you say, are looking at what you do.
Yeah.
If they can see that you are emotional and you're saying, I'm okay, you know, then they're going to learn deception. They're going to learn not how to express them, their emotions. They're going to learn to bottle things in. So it's really important to, you know, and it's something we all have to learn, because we all go through it. And it's, yeah, just being mindful of our emotions, and really trying to, you know, not be perfect for our children. That they don't need a That's the furthest thing they need. They need a mom that is present, that is loving, that is, you know, here for them.
Absolutely.
And that's at full capacity. That's on happy days. That's on sad days. That's on, you know, and just really showing them how to navigate when those days come, and welcoming them.
Yeah, absolutely. I have such a picture in my mind of your, you know, one of your gatherings.
Right.
And I've seen, you know, one of the pictures on Instagram, but just, you know, you've got the mothers and the children together. And like you said, you know, listening heals generations. And I see that in that photo of your gathering. I see that in how you talk about holding space for women, you know, that if our kids can bear witness to us as mothers being heard, then they will see that as normal, and they'll hold that space for one another, and they will expect that to be held for them.
Right. And it's so important, Dusk. Like, even with the gathering, I remember a mother said to me, I felt that I could be dysfunctional but functional at the same time, you know. And when I tell you, our mother's group at Fourth Try is like, everyone is allowed to have their own parenting style, you know, and that's welcomed. There's no judgment. You know, if someone is, you know, speaks to their child this way, and, you know, if the person wants to be a vegan, you know, and they don't want that, it's fine, you know. It's like, who am I to tell you what to do? And if anything, everyone was so open in that environment and wanting to learn, wow, how did this come about? Or, wow, I might apply that, you know, without someone forcing opinion. But I remember through my own journey, this is why I felt really like driven to create that mother's group, was because I didn't feel that connection with the council ones. I felt like it was like soulless, you know. I think I went to one and I was like, yeah, I can't come here again, you know. It was because, yeah, we're moms, but we all have our own identities, and, you know, I want to connect beyond that. And also I do want to connect and learn, share all sides of the story, you know, and postpartum journey. I don't want it to be all perfect. And, yeah, no, your baby won't up, and, you know, even though that might be your truth, but the body language again, you know. And I just really wanted to create that space for mothers to just be, to really just be you, come as yourself and your greatness and your everything, and there's no it's just safe. Everyone was listening, and everyone was just welcoming, and it was beautiful, really.
Just sounds It just sounds like absolute medicine.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, well, I have got my closing questions to ask you. So just take a breath, take a moment.
Yeah.
And just as we sit with everything that we've talked about tonight, how would you describe your listening way? What word captures your way of listening?
Compassionate. Mm. I feel in the way that I want to constantly show up for people is with compassion and sincerity and openness. I want to be able to just be and understand you without any of my own way of living or things that I do, but just show up with compassion and understanding.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's so beautiful. And then for people that are just listening to you and either feeling a real resonance, like, yes, that's my listening way, but I want to strengthen it, or listening through compassion, that's so new, I want to play with that idea. Mm. What's some ways that people can begin to just dance in the way of listening with compassion?
To really put yourself in someone else's shoes, regardless if you've been there, but really resonate with their emotions, you know, and how it's making them feel, what they're saying to you and what they're not, in the sense of, you know, a lot of the times people mask it with humor.
Mm.
And they'll be like, oh, and they kind of just, they're trotting kind of softly. But when you welcome that and even go deeper, you know, and ask the question that the person needs, you know, and it's about care. If you really care, you know when to ask, because you're listening, you know, you're truly listening and you're not wandering with your mind or trying to pick out, you know, what they really mean, and just be and listen. Then you will understand, you'll understand where the person is at, what they need. And just be present fully with them, you know. Mm. There's a deeper connection with that. And I really think if you can just truly hold space for that person as you would for yourself, then you can swing into compassion and be present and just be what that person needs. And I say that because sometimes, you know, different people, you can't, even though you feel that you can't resonate with what the person is saying, it's just really important to hear them regardless, to hear them. And if you love them, then you have to, it's about showing it, you know. It's not about just saying, oh, I'm your friend, and, you know, I'm here for you. It's about, no, let's have a deeper connection. What are you really, things have been off. How are you? How are you? You know, so like in this day and age, when someone's asking you, how are you? It's just surface level. No one really wants to know beyond that. But with your loved ones, and start with, you know, yourself, especially when you disconnect from people, it's important to really connect with yourself. And it's really important to understand, firstly, what you need to be able to show up for others, you know, put yourself in their shoes and be compassionate. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. This has been such a gift. I'm so, so thankful to you for your heart and your presence tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am feeling good, and I am so appreciative for your work. You know, I just really want to say thank you, because this has, you know, so much power to open up conversation, you know, and healing for people. Yeah. So through even understanding the importance, you know, and of listening and understanding, it is a way of being, and it's a way of like practicing. that everyone is capable of it.
Yeah.
So even if you don't feel like you're a good listener, there's, you know, you can be, really, you know, really can be, and it's about just shut up. Just shut up and listen, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, so good. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
If you resonated with Habiba's listening way, you can explore her work at Fourth Trimester and read articles that she's written online. You can find her on Instagram at 4th.trimester, and you can read her work on SBS and Mamma Mia, which I've included in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to explore your listening way, we are curating a downloadable resource that brings together the wisdom from all the guests in this season. You can find it through our website, thelisteningsquad.com/podcast. If this conversation has resonated with you, you can find out more about our work at The Listening Squad, where we hold circles, programs, and strategic retreats. You can also find me at The Listening Mama, where we hold matrescent circles, programs, and sessions. We love hearing your reflections too, so feel free to message us on Instagram at The Listening Squad. We dream of a listening revolution where every person is heard. So how could you listen to yourself or someone today through your listening?